Thank you very much. Sam Wilson is here from Sussex County Council, Vice President Sam Wilson. So that vote was 3-3 for the adding the Bible class at Cape Henlopen School. Have you watched that issue at all, Sam Wilson?
I heard you talk about it yesterday morning. And yeah. I heard Susan talk about it yesterday afternoon and yesterday morning. And that's where your radio station went. This fight between you two, it went split. You were for it, and she was against it. Yeah. The vote went down about the same way. So,
right on.
And I look at some of the people that sits on that board, and I'm not really surprised. I understand one of them is a lesbian, so we don't, and they're not very strong on the Bible. So they had enough impression to get that kind of vote. So, unfortunately. But I thought it was a lot of good. I thought the Bible is certainly a lot of culture, a lot of things that can be learned from the Bible. But unfortunately, our country is in the east side. Thank God for the western side of Sussex. We still believe, we're old-fashioned. We still believe in our Bible, and we believe in maybe morals. If we're going to have anything, if this country's ever going to stand, it's going to go back to morals, or we're going to have our problems. And morals is critical. It's good to get along with each other, and it's good for our culture.
I noticed that on a recent vote at Sussex County, you and Vance Phillips,
yes, sir,
voted no. The three other members voted yes to add penalties to this grass cutting business. You know, if your grass gets too high out in the country.
Yes.
So why did you vote no on that?
Well, let's look behind your back there, Dan, and see what you see.
Oh, okay. I'm in Bridgeville, and I'm looking across the road to an open field that is not being used for agriculture. And there are several high weeds there, maybe 2-3 feet high.
That's exactly right.
And that's all over the county.
And that's all over the county. And after a while, we hire nothing but people just to go around and check, see if how tall the weeds are, how tall the grass is.
And so that, technically.
And looking out there, that doesn't bother me a bit. In the morning, it bothers you because you never really noticed it. So
technically, the way the ordinance was written, and I read it.
Yeah.
Out in the country, this might be town of Bridgeville, but if this is out in the country, technically, they could send the owner of that land, because when you drive by empty land, somebody owns it. You
know, absolutely it's not, right. It's not, unless the state doesn't and get them to do something.
Right. But if you see...
They don't even bother. I came home that day after that vote. I looked at the medium strip down the dual highway. Had never been cut. There was weeds at least 18 inches higher to 2 feet. Nobody cuts them all along the highway. Weeds had never been cut in the grass. And yet we want the private sector to just beat up on... I mean, this is a ridiculous... rule, I think. I think it's a dumb law. If
George
neighbor,
Cole, Vincent, and Joan Deaver voted to add penalties, so the county could, in effect, send a letter to whoever owns the piece of land. They get 5 days to respond. If they don't respond or whatever in 5 days or whatever it is, then the county can send a crew out there that they hire,
yes,
to
sir,
cut. Cut down the weeds, take a bush hog and cut it down or whatever. The county can send a crew out there that they hire,
yes,
to cut down the weeds, take a bush hog and cut it down or whatever. Then bill the landowner plus 10%. Cut down the weeds, take a bush hog and cut it down or whatever. Then bill the landowner plus 10%.